Reasons Matt Welch confronts Alex Marlowe with debunked Charlottesville hoax on C-SPAN. By Robert Krajcik on June 21, 2021. Matt Welch, editor-at-large for Reason, said he did not understand the Charlottesville hoax in an interview with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe on C-SPAN's afterwards about the latter's book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Democrats, their news media allies, and the broader left regularly repeat the false claim that former President Donald Trump described white supremacists and neo-Nazis as very fine people following 2017's demonstrations and riots in Charlottesville, Virginia. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak dubbed this oft-repeated falsehood the very fine people hoax. Welch contested the description of the above-mentioned false claim as a hoax. He said, "You have a subhead up near the top of the book called the Charlottesville hoax, which is a phrase I've seen a lot in conservative media and in critiques of mainstream media. In that section you lament how, quote, the fake news narrative that Trump said that there were very fine people on both sides of that tragedy that happened in Charlottesville followed him around to the end of his presidency," unquote. The broader Trump quote that you do include in there is him saying, "You had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people, on both sides. So how is the very fine people narrative fake news when he kind of said that there's very fine people on both sides? I've seen this a lot, and I literally don't understand why that is a hoax." Marlowe recalled how Trump specifically condemned neo-Nazis and white nationalists during a press conference following riots in Charlottesville. Trump said, "I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally, but you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay?" Relevant portion begins at 44:07. Welch repeated his confusion over use of the term hoax to describe the aforementioned events despite his acknowledgement that Trump explicitly denounced white racial nationalists involved in Charlottesville's protests. He said, "I saw Trump's condemnation of the neo-Nazis myself, and internalized that. Yes, he condemned those people, and then he also said, very fine people on both sides. I just don't see how that in itself is a hoax. So it's your contention that people deliberately chopped off that other context and pretended that it didn't exist?" Marlowe recalled how the false narrative is continually used to frame Trump and Trump's supporters as ideologically sympathetic to neo-Nazis. He said, "Over time, it morphed into, Trump called the neo-Nazis very fine people, which he did not. He said specifically those are not the fine people." Opposing the removal of Confederate memorials, monuments, and statues from public grounds does not make one a neo-Nazi, Marlowe added. "They're not, all, neo-Nazis," Marlowe said of demonstrators in Charlottesville opposing the removal of Confederate statues. "Some of them were, and they were condemned. Some of them were not neo-Nazis and they don't have to be condemned. To act like every single person there was a neo-Nazi is pretty laughable," Marlowe added. He continued, "It was treated like it was the greatest hate crime in the history of the world, and we've had so much worse in this country. We've had so many horrible racial hate crimes." Marlowe concluded, "We obsessed over this as a nation. We didn't need to. It wasn't nearly as bad as the media made it seem. And they tried to make it like Trump was at the center of it, which was just not true in the slightest."